got some great news stories for today.
Okay.
A guy ended up dying of natural causes in his apartment in Australia.
This is good news?
No, this is just news.
This
is news. So he died, natural causes. His neighbors are like, something really starts is smelling. Maybe we should call the police and go to the house. Well, the guy's a massive, extreme hoarder. He was a loner and socially awkward. That's what people say. But when they broke into the house, they found him. He was dead for a couple of days. But they went to the bedroom and found a guy who's been dead for 15 years.
No way!
Ended up, this dude, 15 years ago, broke into the guy's house. He shot him and then kept him in the bedroom with over 40 bottles of air freshener surrounding the body to mask the smell.
Can you imagine being such a hoarder that not only do you save like literally everything that comes out of your body, everything anyone's ever given you, anything you ever wore, but you also save the body of the guy you shot.
And forgot that he was in there and just got air freshener, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, extreme hoarding. You clean it. Guess what I found? What, 15 years this dude has been.
Let's see, Mad Magazines and Playboys and, whoa, a hand.
All right, see if you can finish this sentence. A girl found to have blank in her ears.
Well, please don't let it be bugs.
A, Legos. C, grass clippings. Or B, ants.
Oh, my God. Is it ants?
It is ants.
Oh no.
16-year-old in Taiwan had 30 ants in her ears. And you know how she got the ants in her ears?
Oh, God. Tell me. I don't want to know.
They found them in her left ear.
Okay.
She eats candy in bed and licks her fingers and sticks her fingers in her ears. So naturally, the ants smelled the snacks in her ears and crawled into her ears.
Does she not bathe?
I don't know. At night, they come and they go into her ear.
I know, but you got to do that every single night for the ants to go in there. Otherwise, but even if you bathe, when you bathe, you wash your ears and whatever you put in. There's a lot of problems with their story, but I got to tell you, as it is, I don't like eating in bed unless I absolutely have to, like I'm not feeling well, or we had a situation where it was 90 degrees, only the air conditioning was working in the bedroom. So we basically lived in our bedroom for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and we changed the sheets like 14 times because to avoid exactly what you're talking about.
Ants in your ear.
Bugs in the bed. Bed bugs. Bugs everywhere. I don't want that.
Ants just freak you out anyway.
Well, you know what's freaky about that is I knew a guy back in the day, and I will never stop thinking about this. I knew a guy. He owned a restaurant that we went to, which is how I heard the story. He was there every single night at the restaurant because he owned it. He was a cool young dude. And we came in one night and he wasn't there. We found out he was in the emergency room because he had like a headache. There was something going on in his ear. He didn't know what it was. So I'm thinking migraine, brain tumor. No, a roach had crawled in his ear.
No.
And basically set up shop.
No.
And like laid some eggs. Yeah. They had to pull roaches out of his inner ear, which is why he was in the emergency room.
And this is New York roaches.
Yeah. And it's a guy I know. So I know this actually happened because he told us the story afterwards. I have never stopped thinking about that all these years later.
And now this girl has 30 ants in her ears.
Yep. Sleeping with earplugs. From here on in.
Yeah. Just big headphones.
Headphones, earplugs, whatever.
Cooper, wake up. Wake up! She can't hear you.
She can't hear anything.
She's trying to stop the roaches and ants from getting into her head. 35-year-old man recently went to a matchmaker to help him find his next wife.
How nice.
So they found one wife for him, but she's already been married, but she's divorced. He and in this country that he lives in, that's a big deal, but he's like, I don't care. you know, whatever. So they were talking to each other over video chat and all that. And she says, I want to come meet you. He says, all right, send her some money. She comes over, meets him. They fall in love. They get married.
Oh, nice.
So they received about 25 grand from the man's family as a wedding gift and jewelry and other wedding gifts. 3 days into the marriage, the wife told her new husband she had to go back home to be with her family because they lived like the next village over.
Okay.
She returned in about a week. A couple days later, she says she has to go back home again to help with her mother. That went on for a couple of weeks going back and forth.
Back and forth. Uh-huh. Right.
So, and he's calling her cell phone and she's not answering.
Well, because she's, you know, the mother's probably very sick.
Very sick. So she's not returning calls. She's not returning text. He's trying to, you know, figure out what's going on here. So he goes on YouTube and he sees a wedding video of her getting married to another guy. So she's got this whole other life in this other village. Then he finds out he's not the only one. The new husband isn't the only one. She's doing this as a job. She just goes from town to town, marrying people.
And taking their money.
Taking their money.
Wow, what a con woman. Usually you hear men do things like that. I mean, there's literally shows on the ID channel dedicated to guys that have done that and then gotten caught.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of a woman doing it. I mean, I kind of want to, there's a side of me that I want to go, good for her.
Well, scamming anybody is not good. But
yeah, no, it's not good to be a scammer, but it's nice that the shoe's on the other foot, that it's the woman doing the scamming and not the man, because it's usually the guy. But
yeah,
well, obviously she got caught because we're talking about it. So yeah, she's not very good at it. And, yeah, she's not good at it.
She's not doing it anymore. But yeah, can you imagine? Oh, look at this wedding in the town next to me. I should. Hey, hold on. That's why she's not answering their phone.
Right. But see, that's why she's terrible at it. You can't put the video up on YouTube.